Den of Lions. Darius became the king of the Persian Empire. He appointed an official over each of his 120 provinces. He then selected three administrators to supervise the 120 officials. Daniel was one of the three administrators and was the most capable. The king was about to give him the authority over the entire empire. The officials and the other two administrators didn't want this to happen. They decided to make Daniel look bad to the king. They searched for a flaw in his life or some type of corruption in what he did for the government. They couldn't find anything. Finally, they said, "There's only one way we can do this. We must find something in the laws of his God." Finally, they found it. So they created a plan. They went to the king and said, "Our King Darius, live forever! The officials and administrators have agreed on a way we can honor you. With your permission, we want everyone to worship you for 30 days. We'll craft a law that says no one can worship any other god during that time. We want you to sign it as a law of the Medes and Persians that can't be changed. If anyone disobeys this law, they'll be thrown into a den of lions." Darius was pleased with this honor, so he signed the law. Daniel heard about it after it was done. Still, he followed his normal routine of worship. Three times a day, he went into his house and opened the upper windows that faced Jerusalem. There he knelt down and prayed, giving thanks to God. It was exactly what the men knew he would do. They went to the king and said, "Is it true that you signed a law that says for 30 days no one can worship any other gods besides you? And didn't it say that anyone who violated this would be thrown into a den of lions?" The king said, "Of course. I made it a law of the Medes and Persians, which can't be changed."
"Oh, king, we're sad to tell you that Daniel, a Jewish exile, is breaking that law. He bows down and worships his God three times a day."
Darius was shocked. He knew he had to find a way to rescue Daniel. He worked on it all day. Finally, the men came and said, "You know that the law of the Medes and Persians can't be changed." So the king gave the order to go get Daniel. Darius talked to him just before he was thrown into the den. "Oh, may the God you serve rescue you from those lions." Daniel was lowered into the den, and then a stone was placed over the opening. The king put his seal on it so that no one could interfere with his judgment. He went back to his palace and canceled the evening entertainment. He refused to eat and couldn't sleep all night. When it was finally morning, he rushed back to the den of lions. Once the stone was removed, he yelled, "Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, was your God able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel yelled back, "My king, God sent his angel who shut the mouths of these lions. I haven't been hurt in any way. God knows I'm innocent. Your Majesty, I haven't wronged you in any way." The king gave the order to have Daniel pulled out of the den. Darius then told the guards, "Go get those men who plotted against Daniel. Get their wives and children. Throw them into the den of lions." All of the men and their families were brought and pushed down into the den of lions. The lions were waiting at the bottom and tore them apart before they reached the floor. King Darius sent a decree throughout his empire. It said, "Everyone is to be afraid of Daniel's God because he's a living God. His kingdom will last forever. He's able to rescue those who serve him."